Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is Red Sox Review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Christian Arcand.
2-0. Yeah, Moe needs to come in right here. 7-3 Sox, the pitch. Ground ball to short. Should end it. Monasterio's got it. He throws the first in time. Ball game over. A Duran slam wins it for the Red Sox in extra innings. And the Red Sox have won 5 in a row. It's different heroes every single night. 7-3 in Miami.
Unbelievable. Another great win for the Red Sox. A new win streak forming right in front of our very eyes here. The calendar set to turn from August to September, and the Red Sox looking mighty locked in here as they take care of business once again against this Marlins team. One more game to go here. Hopefully a sweep would be nice. And then look who's right around the corner waiting for you in the Bronx. The New York Yankees, who tonight fall to the Houston Astros 9-7. I'll get you caught up on what happened in that game. But regardless, final score dictates that the Red Sox now are a game and a half behind them. Rays lost today, too. They lost to Detroit. Sox pick up a game on them as well. 5 games between them and the best record in the American League, with little under 5 weeks left to go here in the regular season. It is attainable, folks. It's not going to be easy to attain it, but it is attainable. Rays are going to have to cooperate, and I don't necessarily see that happening. They have not been the type of team that falls into deep funks this year. They had maybe one, and they bounced right back from it, and the Yankees couldn't catch them. Yankees have fallen into more funks, I feel like, than the Rays have this year. And certainly for the first 2 months of the season, no team was in more of a funk. No team was funkier than the Red Sox, okay? They had a thick funk about them for at least 2.5, maybe more than that, months. Now that team, you hardly remember what they even looked like. It's hard to, even though it was only a couple months ago, it's hard to really even remember what it was like when this team didn't come back late in the game, when this team didn't have a shot after things went wrong. A pass ball, an error, totally giving up a home run. Things that, you know, even in the last night's game, another game that they probably had no business winning, and instead, they are now up 2-0 in this series against the Marlins team that's trying to stay alive in the National League just like the Diamondbacks were. It's like a lot of teams are. And the Red Sox are handling them at home, on the road, wherever. I know they had a 5-game losing skid. I think we all agreed that that was pretty ugly. But when it comes to teams that are in it, teams that have something to play for, teams that are still fighting and still alive, the Red Sox are up for that challenge. And that is something that I think is only good going into the postseason. Who knows if it's going to keep up like that? Who knows if that's just a coincidence? I mean, 19 out of 20, 20 out of 21 now against such teams. That should tell you a lot right there. But really, it's hard to predict what this team's going to do. It's hard to predict which direction they're going to veer off in. You think they're unstoppable, all of a sudden they lose a couple of games to some bad teams, and then they right the ship against teams that are genuinely out there trying to carve their way into that National League wild card. All these interleague series, and the Red Sox coming out on top again. Another unlikely hero tonight. Mickey Gasper has been hitting homers left and right. He doesn't do anything else. I asked Fleming about this a couple of weeks ago, and it was in reference to Willier Abreu. But if anyone listening out there right now is a millennial, you probably remember. Gen Xers, I think, remember this too. There was a series of books written by a guy named Matt Christopher. They were like kids' sports books. Do you remember these, Rob?
I do, but I never read them.
Okay. Well, they're basically all I read. I'd go to the library.
I was an R.L. Stein kid, Goosebumps.
Yeah, okay.
I like Goosebumps.
Yeah, Goosebumps. Not anymore. But yeah, I was big into Matt Christopher books. I was a nerd and I like sports and I would read all these Matt Christopher books. And there was one I remember called The Kid Who Only Hit Homers. And it was a book about, you guessed it, a young little league player who I believe gets visited by the ghost of Babe Ruth. It was kind of similar to The Sandlot, you know, but instead of giving him a lesson about legends and people getting remembered, he gives the kid the ability to hit nothing other than home runs. And that's it. The kid just hits home runs. And that's the whole story. The kid who only hit homers. That is Mickey Gasper right now. Mickey Gasper is the kid who only hits homers. And it's great. He either walks or he hits homers. He's basically Barry Bonds right now. Watching him up there in these at-bats is pretty cool. It's great to see anybody on a hot streak like this. It's really great to see a kid like Gasper getting sort of a second chance this year, kind of like a little renaissance. He was good when he first got called up, cooled way off. You didn't see him for a while, and now it's the Mickey Gasper show. Every night, it's another laser show from this guy. And then setting the stage there for Jarren Duran, who we've spent a lot of time talking about on these airwaves. Jarren Duran, polarizing figure on this team. A guy that a lot of people still full-throated root for. A lot of people are done with. A lot of people hope Roman Anthony comes in and replaces him when he gets here. And he suddenly just made that conversation a little bit more complicated. Because if he's heating up right now, and he was 2-for-4 last night, and then he was 0-for-4 up until that 11th inning at bat, but 1-for-5 with 4 batted in on the grand slam, that's going to make your numbers look a little bit better. And his numbers have been getting better, a little bit better. Up to around, I think it was up around 210 coming into tonight, which, again, is not anything to write home about, but this is a guy who was batting, you know, under 190 for a good chunk of the year. And you don't get much more clutch than a grand slam in the 11th inning. Another nice win. Another satisfying win. Another exciting come-from-behind win. It really is a lot of fun watching this team now. And when they were losing in the first couple of months of the season, it was not. And I'm not just saying that because they were losing. You can go on a big win streak and blow everybody out and the games aren't really that much fun. These games are fun. These are pitcher's duels that get settled late in the game with clutch hits and clutch at-bats. Red Sox are really kind of flexing that right now, and other teams just aren't ready for it. Part of it's the bullpen, although the bullpen did have some issues tonight. Another good start from Peyton Tolley where, you know, he had the strikeout stuff going early on. Kind of petered out towards the end there. Not before hitting my lock. Nice to be back on track there, too. But, yeah, another team effort. Some more unlikely heroes. And the Red Sox now 14 games over 500. Back in June, they were 14 games under 500. Incredible. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll hear from Chad Tracy when we come back, and we'll hear from you. We'll get to as many phone calls as we can here on Red Sox Review.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Infield in the pitch. Swinging a high drive into right field. It is cranked. It's at the track. It's at the wall. Goodbye! A slam for Duran! And the Red Sox lead it 7-3 in the 11th. How good must that feel for Jaron Duran to put the Red Sox in the driver's seat in extra innings?
How about number 18 and your 66th RBI on the season? The biggest swing of the year for Jaron Duran.
No
My
doubt.
Goodness.
Yeah, must have felt good for Jaron Duran. Felt good for all of Red Sox Nation watching that one fly out of the park. It's Christian Arcan here, Red Sox Review. Sox take this one over the Marlins by a final score of 7-3. Rest in power to Dolly Parton, of course. That grand slam was for you, Dolly. I'm sure Jaron Duran said somewhere. I heard him saying something about Lou Maloney in the postgame. Said Lou didn't know what he was talking about. I didn't get the full context of it. I only heard it briefly in passing. Sounded like he was kidding. But you never know with old Jaron. you don't know if he means it or if he doesn't mean it. It's hard to say. Red Sox will try and finish this one off tomorrow with a sweep here in Miami. Sonny Gray going, which is great. What's not so great is that neither Tolley nor Gray are going to be pitching in the Yankee series. I would love to see both of those guys in the Yankee series, but you're not going to see either one of them. So that's unfortunate. But for the Yankees, no Garrett Cole, no Max Fried. You got a staff over there that's certainly going through some things themselves. And I'll take the Red Sox pitching staff right now over most teams in baseball, and not just the American League. I take the Red Sox pitching staff over most teams in baseball. Rotation plus bullpen right now, I think they are near the top. I don't think that's really a controversial take either. They've been close to the top all year. I think lately they've really turned the corner in terms of bullpen depth, and I say that knowing that Whitlock and Slayton have been out, but knowing that they'll come back. And when they do, Tyron Guerrero, Eric Miller, who had another great outing tonight, will be there to set them up. You got three guys that you can pitch in the sixth and seventh innings. Slayton, Guerrero, Miller. Not to mention the fact you get into a playoff series, you have Brian Baio for multiple innings, and you might have Garrett Crochet for multiple innings. That is an absolutely stacked bullpen, and I didn't even mention Whitlock and Chapman yet. But you also have one of the best eighth inning and ninth inning guys in the league. Just a fully loaded bullpen. And a starting rotation that has been remarkably consistent all year. I think Andrew Miller and Craig Breslow, too, because he built this thing. He built this pitching staff. Those guys deserve a ton of credit for what they've put together here. I can already tell we're going to go later than 11 because we haven't even heard from Chad Tracy yet, and we haven't gotten to one single phone call. So let's go ahead and do it this way. We'll get to as many calls as are on here, and then we'll close things down here from Tracy after that. But let's go ahead and start things off, as we always do. If I could pull up my screen here, which I, for some reason, can't at the moment. There it is. And let's go ahead and start with our guy, the leadoff hitter, Casper and Worcester. Hey, Casper.
Hi, Christian. Hi. I can't think of another nickname for Mickey Gasper. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
And what the Sox are doing, they're surpassing even that long streak. The pitching has been unbelievable. Breslow was always good at getting the pitching. One thing I'm concerned with, we have to have a shortstop. I like Monasterio, but that's why they want Trevor Story to try to come back, because he can play that position. His instincts are our veteran instincts. So that's a worry, but I think they can overcome it. So with that said, I'm going to let you go. You got a lot of happy callers willing to call you.
Certainly, Casper. Good to hear from you, buddy. Thanks for checking in. And you're right. You are right about what they are currently doing and what they're looking to do here going forward. And, yeah, I think the pitching staff just deserves a ton of credit right now, as do the people who put it together. Because without the consistent, excellent pitching that you've been getting this year, this season doesn't turn the way it did.
you probably end up, you know, having a hot streak or two after those first 2 months, but nothing like what actually happened. Because a normal pitching staff is not going to be that consistent. It just isn't. Let's go to Steve in Fall River, who I was yelling at last night. Steve, let's keep it cordial tonight, my friend. How are you?
No need to yell. So okay. People were yelling because I kept up my call with you last night about Story. You got to get rid of Monasterio.
Right.
So I went on. I like you, Christian. I broke you into this. I went to MLBReference.com. I looked up mm-hmm. Trevor Story's numbers just because I wanted to. And I found you could compare it to a player. So I plugged in Andrew Monasterio.
Uh-huh.
Andrew Monasterio, Trevor Story played 3.5 times more games than Andrew Monasterio. His WAR is 10 times higher. Mm-hmm. He has 5.5 times more hits, 16 times more home runs, 6.5 times more RBIs. That's what the Red Sox are looking at. They're not. That's just what the brass is looking at. Not this nonsense of feel good. Did you, now the unknown thing.
Steve,
tonight,
let me just say, Steve, hold on before you make your second point. Let me just say, if all the Red Sox are looking at is Trevor Story's career stats and not what he's done this year or what he looked like in AAA. Even tonight, he was 0-for-4 with a walk. He did walk with the bases loaded.
You don't remember what he did.
He does have an RBI.
You told me you can't remember the beginning of the year. You have selective memory. You can only remember Trevor Story at the beginning of the year. I'm going to come back.
He didn't play the rest of the year. He played at the beginning of the year. He stunk, and then he was injured.
You remember what happened. That was in April and May. You can't remember that.
Of course I do.
You remember what he did. Of course you can. Well, guess what?
I remember everything that happened to
him. Andrew Monasterio almost cost him this game tonight, mm-hmm. by the way.
Sure.
Almost cost him the game.
Yeah.
Durant never should have had that home run. This thing should end in a regular innings. So let Story come in. Monasterio's career highlight just ended. His last time doing anything was scoring on a grand slam that he created. That's it. That's okay. The highlight of Andrew Monasterio's career. Now let's go back to Trevor Story. Do you realize he was hitting better than Caleb Durbin when he got hurt?
Yeah, Caleb Durbin was the worst hitter in baseball, and okay. Story was
and
slightly better
now?
Than that. What
okay.
do you mean, what happened now? Durbin got better, and Story got hurt, and he didn't play. Steve, I can't do this two nights in a row. Thanks for the call. Thank you for the call, Steve. I can't. I'm sorry. I just can't with Trevor Story. He's going to come back and play. You're going to get what you want. He's going to come back and play. In the minor league, Steve, he has not been good. His rehab assignment has not been good. I'm terrified of what Trevor Story is going to look like when he comes up here. I hope he comes up and rakes. I hope he comes up and mashes. But he stunk at the beginning of the year. He was better than Caleb Durbin. Everybody was better than Caleb Durbin. He was one of the three. Him, Duran, and Durbin were at the bottom of the American League for qualified hitters before he got hurt. And then he got hurt, and he was out for months. Well, what do you mean? You only remember what happened at the beginning of the year. That's the only time he played, Steve. And let's be honest. Outside of last year, his tenure with the Red Sox hasn't exactly been great. He has a good long career, and he's a right-handed power hitter, veteran, all that. You're right about that. He fits all the profiles. He checks all the boxes. The question is, can he do it this year? And the answer isn't yes, he can, because he's done it in years past. That's not an acceptable answer. The answer is, we'll see. And I don't think a lot of people are optimistic about that. Not the way you are, Steve. No one's as optimistic as you. And you will get what you want. Well, I mean, listen, there's nothing anybody can do about it. Trevor Story's going to play. And this will be settled once and for all. But to act like people are wrong for being anxious about it, like there's some sort of, you know, respect that we should all be paying to Trevor Story this year, and how no one should question him coming in and taking those at-bats
He's
away
batting
from guys
209.
Who have been, you know, really contributing here during this hot streak, where Story, I mean, they won without Story. They did all this without Trevor Story. And I say all this as someone who likes Trevor Story and appreciated what he did last year. But please, stop acting like we're weird for being a little uneasy about Trevor Story coming back and being the everyday shortstop for however long it takes to see what he's got. Because if he gets off to a cold start, that's going to get awkward. And you know that, Steve, just like anybody else. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. But based off of his performance, that seems like the most likely outcome this year. Let's go to Avery in Connecticut. Go ahead, Avery.
Hey, Eric, and thanks for taking my call. I'm going to put it on the record right now. For you, Stephen Fall River, Casper, and Worcester, Trevor Story is washed. He is done. He's never going to be what he was in the 2010s. He's never going to be what he was for a portion of last year. He's hitting worse in AAA than Sogard, Siegler, and Monasterio are in the MLB. In a couple weeks, we're going to realize that he's not what he used to be. We're going to be calling for him to be DFA'd. So I just want to put that on the record. You guys can say Avery in Connecticut was right about Trevor Story in a few weeks.
All right, I'm writing it down. I'm putting it in ink right now. Avery in Connecticut, Trevor Story. Well, okay, I will. I got it.
But what I want to ask you is, with Gasper performing so well, Roman Anthony is going to come up and probably play a lot of DH. What do you think about potentially optioning Connor Wong to AAA and having Mickey Gasper be that backup catcher role? I know it's tough because Wong knows the pitchers, but I just think, you know, that could be a possibility because the front office has to make decisions with these call-ups from rehab performances.
I agree with you, Avery, and I do think that's going to be a tough call. Thanks for checking in. And I do think that Connor Wong is certainly a guy that, under normal circumstances, if you want to keep Gasper's bat in the lineup, that's an easy call right there. But Connor Wong's not just a backup catcher. He's also Sonny Gray's personal caddy, and totally pitched to him tonight. And also, Adley Rutschman has kind of sucked and also may have just hyperextended his elbow in that game yesterday. That's why he didn't play tonight. But you can't get rid of Wong. He's Sonny's guy. You know, I think that's reason enough to want to keep him around. Sonny's your ace right now. Garrett Crochet is not going to be your starting pitcher in the playoffs this year. He's not going to start for you. He'll maybe give you an inning or two out of the bullpen if you see him at all. So, by proxy, the next man up, the next ace up, is Sonny Gray. He's tied for the major league lead in wins this year. He's been every bit the ace the Red Sox could have hoped for. You cannot take his catcher away. You just can't. And it's as simple as that. And I think that, you know, if that means Gasper doesn't get to make the playoff roster, that's a shame. But I also think there's a much better chance that by the end of September, Mickey Gasper is not still going to be on this heater that he's on right now, and Sonny Gray is still going to need Connor Wong going into the postseason. That's how I anticipate it's going to go. It'd be great to see Mickey Gasper tear it up like this for the rest of the month, okay? I mean, sure, who wouldn't want to see that? But just realistically thinking about it, I think that that's probably how the team's looking at it. And, you know, you can't sit Gasper while he's hot like this. You just can't. So you got to just sort of wait for nature to take its course, I guess. And if that means you got to carry three catchers for a while, you got to carry three catchers for a while. Dan is in the car. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah. So I would like to say Tree Trunks Gasper. it's nice to see 4A players have an opportunity and come back, play. But now I have to segue to Stevie and Fall River over the Bragg Ridge. Stephen, with all due respect, we love you. You've been calling for years. That being said, Trevor Story should have ate his contract 14 months ago. We hope he rakes like Kristen said. We pray he rakes when he comes back because he's going into the lineup. There's no doubt about that. But with all due respect, this guy is not the shortstop of the future or for today. But let's pray this guy comes in and plays some ball. Kristen, I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. Here is how the three names you're probably most interested in did at Polar Park tonight against Scranton Wilkes-Barre, the Rail Riders, I think? Worcester won 8-5, first of all, so everybody who had Worcester minus 2.5, big sigh of relief there. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa went 1-for-3 with a double, 2 walks, was the leadoff hitter, also scored a run, set the table pretty effectively there, I'd say, getting on base 3 times. Trevor Story, not so much, 0-for-4 with a walk. It was a 4-pitch walk with the bases loaded in the second inning. That was his only time on base. He did get an RBI for that. Roman Anthony, 2-for-4 with a dong. Singled in his first at bat, a bases loaded walk in the second, and then just absolutely smoked. If you saw this one, the sound of the bat, mwah. go-ahead two-run laser beam to right center field in the seventh inning. And that locked up the win. Anthony mentioned that he could be targeting this Yankee series this weekend for his return. He said that that was on the table. Trevor Story is expected to be reevaluated tonight. He didn't get any hits at the plate, but what they were really looking for was his stamina, mobility on defense, and just things like that. Can he get out there and play the position? They're assuming that the at-bats will come to him. And there's a chance that you see him in the lineup tomorrow, potentially. Depending on which way they decide to go. And I'll say this, Roman Anthony in AAA, and really all throughout his minor league stint, has looked great. Trevor Story hasn't. Trevor Story has had a rough rehab assignment in 6-7 games now, I think. Not hitting the ball well. Not really connecting even against minor league pitching. Anthony, on the other hand, is doing that. And this is, again, going to be a very tricky tricky dance that Chad Tracy and Craig Breslow have to do here with this roster coming down the stretch. Let's go to one of my favorite callers, Glenn in New Orleans. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, Christian. Steve, if you're still listening,
yes.
Story is trash. He's pure garbage. Put me in the garbage column on Trevor Story.
Mm-hmm.
Don't the rosters expand September 1st?
That's it's only two spots. It's not like it used to be. It's only a couple extra spots.
Yeah, but it is two spots, so that's mm-hmm. one good thing. Look, I'm glad they won, but I'm at the point where I would forbid Abreu and Rafaela from using the ABS at all. It's not that they get it wrong. It's when they use it.
Yeah.
At the most inopportune times.
They're very
Another
impulsive.
Thing,
yeah.
Tonight, we have the bases loaded. This was either the ninth or tenth inning. Bases loaded, two out. Abreu's on third. And on contact, he doesn't run. He was waiting to see if it was a pop-up that was going to get caught. What is he thinking? What's wrong with him? Two out, bases loaded. You got to run.
Do they
address these things?
Yeah.
I don't think they do. I don't think they do. And if they do, then they need to start putting some kind of financial fine on these guys for just being plain stupid. Anyway, Arcan, I love the show. You know I love you.
Thank you, Glenn. Love you too, buddy. Yeah. All right. What's he talking about? Abreu, I remember in the eighth inning, Rafaela had that infield single, and then Abreu grounded into a fielder's choice. Gasper walked. The bases weren't loaded, though. They didn't get loaded then. The ninth inning, Abreu wasn't there. In the tenth inning, he struck out. In the 11th inning, he wasn't part of that. So what the hell is Glenn talking about? What am I missing? When were the bases loaded with Abreu on third base? Or was that maybe he's talking about a different game? I guess it could be that. Yeah, that didn't happen tonight. Yeah, whatever. Listen, what are you going to do? Glenn, you can still call back anytime. As I do picture him calling from a rocking chair on the porch of a shed overlooking a bayou swamp. Little hound dog there sleeping at his feet. He's got like a shotgun in his lap for some reason. I don't even know why. Shooting bullfrogs for fun. Like, I don't know. That's how I picture Glenn in New Orleans. That's how I picture all of his calls. Let's go to John in the car. Hey, John.
I would substitute hound dog for alligator.
Okay. Yeah. Gator. Like a pet gator. Sure. No question.
Pet alligator.
Absolutely.
We're all busting his stones, and we're the alligator's next meal. We should go easy.
It's true. What's up, Joe?
I was going to bitch about Duran, but I'll hold off. I'll give him his moment.
Tonight's a tough night to do that. Yeah.
So, fine. I'll go this way. First off, people, please, Mickey Gasper is not a major league catcher. So let the candle burn out, and let's not worry about having Mickey Gasper as our backup catcher in game three of a playoff series if something happens to one of the real catchers. Let's let reality set in here. We don't want that. Believe me, nobody wants that. So let's just enjoy the Mickey Gasper ride. I work with a friend of his that went to Bryant with him. It's fun.
Brag.
But it, sick brag. Get me on the – it's just that. It's a wave. Let's ride that wave. Trevor, sure. I've been listening to Steve and Fall River since the old 590. Uh-huh. We go back that far. I cannot stand this Trevor Story water carrying that I can't even understand it. When he got hurt, he was making an error a week. This is his shortstop, his best shortstop that we have on this team. He's making an error a week. He batted .206, and he was legitimately one of the 10 worst players in the major leagues at the time of his injury. That's all fact, not opinion. Look it up. It's fact. He's done nothing for this team minus the 4 months last year that he had when he hit his, 26 home runs?
Fine. Okay, yeah.
And he fizzled out in the playoffs with the rest of them.
He was good in the playoffs. He was good. Actually, Story did get hits in the playoffs. He was one of the few guys that did. Him and Yoshida in September and in that playoff series. Just to correct you, John, not to jump all over you because you are mostly right, but he did hit in that playoff series.
The point being, he's not even hitting in the minors.
Right.
If they want to reevaluate him, they should send him to Portland and not send him to Boston because he can't get out of his own way. So if you're going to tell me the best scenario for this team, it is Monasterio with Chang as a defensive replacement. And if they're going to bring Story up because he's making $25 million a year, that's all well and good. Go sit at the end of the bench. And this is a dynamite chance, as far as I'm concerned, for Tracy to galvanize this team once and for all and say, you know what, guys? They're making me bring this guy in, but I don't have to play him.
True. That'd be something.
And that to me, would show this team that, you know what, this guy's fighting for what's right, and what's right is not for Trevor Story, who legitimately was one of the worst major league players in the league when he got injured, to just automatically get his job back because he feels like he's entitled. He's not entitled to a damn thing, because other than leaving Coors Field, he's done nothing for the Red Sox minus, you know, three quarters of a season out of, what, a 4 or 5 year contract?
Yeah.
To me, that's garbage.
All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for the call. I'll let you go for a while. And I agree with you. I mean, listen, I don't want to make this whole show about Trevor Story because there's a lot going on with this team. And, you know, Story coming back, I don't think is necessarily going to rock the lineup in a way that's going to. Listen, they've managed to carry Jaren Duran all this time. They can carry Jaren Duran. It's not like you want to carry another Jaren Duran in the lineup, but, you know, it doesn't necessarily guarantee that Trevor Story is going to do that. I'm just saying, I don't think it's going to be this, you know, Armageddon for the team if Story goes in there and takes some at-bats or takes at-bats away from Monasterio or from Siegler or whoever. It may be negligible. If he gets up there and he just can't do it, and he looks like how he did in April and May or whenever it was that he got hurt, then, yeah, you got to pull the plug. Sure, of course you do. But we all just have to accept the fact that it's not what he thinks he's entitled to. The team wants him out there. The team wants him to be the everyday shortstop. They want him to resume that role. And that's the way it's going to go. So whatever he feels he's entitled to is kind of irrelevant. It's what the team thinks. And the team is going with that, whether we like it or not. Let's go to Brian in Miami. Hey, Brian.
Hello, Arkin.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Yeah. It's the first time I ever called the radio station, and I'm glad it's with you.
All right.
Yeah. I'm here in Miami, and first of all, I was born here and raised here, and I lived my whole life here. And in 04, when I was 15, it just so happened that the Yankees got that severe meltdown against the Red Sox. And,
indeed.
And and that's when they started winning four World Series. I'm so happy about that. And I was watching the game, but only on MLB on the official website.
Yeah,
and I was so surprised when of all people, Duran hit that grand slam.
Yeah,
I'm so happy. I'm happy for him. And I don't know. I'm probably just speaking for people here in South Florida, but all the people that may be fans of the Red Sox down here probably didn't even notice when the Red Sox were suffering because of the whole world, the FIFA World Cup and everything.
Oh, true, yeah.
Yeah, so to me, I just went from the watching the World Cup to like watching the Red Sox more intently, more like more concentrated. And it's been a pretty wild ride, and I'm so happy for the Red Sox. And I love the Red Sox. They helped me as an institution while I was growing up in some tough times in earlier years. And, yeah, I root for all teams, Boston, and let's go Red Sox.
Very cool, Brian. Thank you very much for calling in. Call back anytime you want, Brian. Anytime you want to, buddy. I love Miami, by the way. I love going on vacation in Miami. Last time I went, we had two nights in Little Havana. And, oh, I had the best time. I know I'm old and washed up and whatever, but it was, oh, I love Miami. Miami's the best. I don't know if I could live there like Brian, but I can tell you when I go, I never have a bad time in Miami, never. Love it down there. Let's go to Andy in Connecticut. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Christian.
Hey.
Walk back in time. I read Matt Christopher. So
yes.
You and I are simpatico on the Matt Christopher books.
Hell yeah.
When we went to school. And Bob Costas and I read a guy named John Artunis. That's even before Matt Christopher.
Okay.
But I want to make this point. In 75, Pudge Fisk came back from an injury, and he hit 331. I represented athletes. I don't know what happened to Boston, but I remember how they cheered for dirt dogs like Pedroia and Trot Nixon, guy and Euclid that played hard. Trevor Story carried this team last year. Trevor Story got injured diving for a ball at shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
He hit his shoulder. He hit his elbow. And you know what? All these fans that are calling in, all they do is look at stats.
Right.
This guy is rehabbing, just like Roman Anthony with his magic finger. Trevor Story is rehabbing. That's what rehab is. To expect a guy to go into the minors and start hitting like crazy. Chad Tracy's a smart guy. Craig Breslow is a smart guy.
Well, wait a minute, Andy. Hold on, Andy. If we can't expect Trevor Story to go to the minors and start hitting, how do we expect him to go to the majors and start hitting? Like tomorrow?
Well, he's got to get you, Christian. You know that. You got to get your timing.
Right.
You got to get your timing.
I don't think he's got it yet. I don't think he's got it in the minors. That's what you go to the minors and rehab for. I don't think he's picked up his timing in that seven games he's been in Worcester. It just doesn't seem like he has.
Okay.
He was 0 for 4 again tonight.
Okay. Listen, I hear you.
Okay.
I will tell you that when Trevor Story goes in that lineup, you're not going to have a problem at shortstop. You're going to have defense up the middle. We won the series in 0-4 because we had defense up the middle. The
right.
other guy I want to talk about is Duran. He almost has 70 RBIs.
Mm-hmm.
He almost has 70 RBIs. All we hear is people complaining about Duran. This is another guy that goes out there every night and plays hard.
Right.
He plays hard.
But he
gives up his body.
On base percentage under 300. You can't ignore the numbers here. And thanks for the call, Andy. I appreciate it. We have other callers to get to. And then we have to hear from Chad Tracy. So I appreciate you checking in, and I appreciate your defense of these players. But Jaren Duran has received criticism that he has earned this year. And he said as much, too. He said, my performance this year has been unacceptable. Those are his words. And he's right. When he does hit, he drives and runs, and he does have some home runs. He does not hit very often. He strikes out a ton. His on-base percentage is embarrassingly low. For an everyday player, those are reasonable critiques. That's valid criticism. You can't get upset at people for pointing that out. I'm sorry, you can't. You don't hear me pointing it out tonight because he hit a grand slam. It was a clutch hit, and as Fleming and Middlebrook said, one of the swings of the year. I don't disagree. But come on now. You can't act like none of the criticism for him is deserved. It is. Okay. Let's go ahead and hear from Chad Tracy. Well, you know what? We still got callers on the line. Let's take a break. Let's go ahead and take a break here, Rob. I know I'm way over, but let's go ahead and take a break. 2 minutes. We'll be right back. We'll get to the rest of your calls. We'll play Chad Tracy, and then we'll get up out of here on Red Sox Review.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Everything Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
1-1 to Gasper. He looks hitterish right now. The pitch is driven high and deep into center field. It is way back. It is gone. Mickey Gasper, a
the Red Sox ahead. It is 2-1 in the top of the sixth.
This is getting silly. I mean, if you throw something over the plate to the McMahon right now, you're not getting that baseball back. 418 feet to dead center, 102 off the bat, four-seamer, really not a bad pitch, on the corner away, and Mickey crushes this.
McMahon. Christian Arcan here, Red Sox Review. We'll go till about 11:30-ish or so as we get to the rest of your phone calls, and also we will hear from the manager, Chad Tracy. He spoke to the media after the game. We'll close with that. Red Sox getting a grand slam from Jaron Duran in the top of the 11th inning, a pair of home runs for Mickey Gasper. As Rob D. back in Brighton said, a trilogy of dongs, a trinity of dongs.
Trifecta of dongs.
A trifecta of dongs, a trio of dongs, a threesome of dongs. A menage a trois of dimes, if you will. But yeah, speaking of which, we will have a dong report on Thursday night. I know you're all wondering about that. We will have one. Not tomorrow, though, because tomorrow we will have the finale of the series, all the games starting at 6:40. No getaway day, nothing like that before they head to New York. Fine with me. Keep it moving. Keep it pushing. And keep on winning. This Red Sox team keeps on winning. Five in a row, looking to make it six tomorrow, looking to sweep their second consecutive series. And then you got the New York Yankees coming up on the horizon with a chance to pass them in the standings potentially. And also gaining ground here on the Tampa Bay Rays. Just a month, 2 months ago, even suggesting this would have gotten you laughed off of this program. I would have laughed you off the air. And now it's reality. It still doesn't really seem real. You know, the come down from the win streak, and then they lost that five in a row, and it's like, okay, now we're back to normal. Well, now they're back to winning five in a row again. They're back to 14 games over 500. And the whole thing is back to feeling kind of surreal again, especially the way they're winning these games. These comebacks, these late game comebacks. These clutch at bats, other teams melting down, mistakes being made, and then picking their teammates up. You've seen a ton of that here in the last week or so. It's really been excellent. Let's go to Jody in Somerville. Jody, go ahead.
Hi, Christian.
Hello, Jody.
Two things.
Go ahead.
I noticed on the app that there were two injury delays on when the Red Sox came up to bat tonight. Who got hurt?
Injury delays tonight. I can tell you that Gasper came out of the game, but he was pinch hit for. Siegler was pinch run for. But I don't think anybody came out of the game with an injury. I may be wrong, but I don't think so. I don't think anyone did. I'll double check that because you mentioned it now on the app. You said you saw this?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll look into that, Jody, and I'll get back to you. But I don't think anybody left with an injury tonight. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
The other question is, I know they have a day-night doubleheader against the Yankees this weekend. Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, they allow an extra player to be called up.
Yes.
Or who do you think will be the player?
Who will be the call-up? Okay, so thanks for the call, Jody. On Saturday, they play the day-night doubleheader. You're right. And if I were to guess, I mean, I don't know. I think that there's a potential that Story, Anthony, and Kiner Falefa are all going to be with the team at that point anyway. And so whoever gets sent down to make room for any of them, be it Siegler, be it Sogard, be it whoever, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do yet. We'll all find out. But I would guess that it'll be one of them. It'll be someone who's been up here, who has been with the team, and who has contributed here down the stretch. Someone, the familiar face. I don't think it's going to be Arias. You know, I don't think it's going to be someone like that. But probably someone who ends up getting optioned down to make room for Anthony, Connor Falefa, Story, Whitlock, Slayton, whoever it is, whoever, Crochet, whoever comes back by then. And I know it's just this weekend, but that's sort of what I think. But we'll see. We'll see what ends up going down there. Thanks for the call, Jody. All right, let's go Kevin and Woburn. Go ahead, Kevin.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good, Kevin.
First and foremost, you're not old and you're not washed up.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that. It's not true, but I appreciate that.
That's what you said like a few calls ago.
That's true.
The Sox are kicking ass, and 2 months ago, the Sox were terrible. And they fired the whole coaching team, and they brought in Tracy, and everything's fantastic now. I think, you know, the Sox, I watch the Sox every night. I love watching the Sox. And I'm not as passionate as some of you other callers about certain players, but I think the Sox are a team that everybody wants to watch because not only are they going to the playoffs, hopefully they're going to win the World Series, you know. So it was great talking to you tonight, and hopefully Sox will be not only in the playoffs, but will win the World Series.
All right, Kevin, thank you. And yeah, hopefully they do. And yeah, it has been a lot of fun watching them lately. How could you say it isn't? These comeback wins, these ninth inning rallies, 11th inning grand slant, like it's been awesome lately. And you can go on a win streak and not have a bunch of fun, exciting wins like this. Everybody likes a win. But to go on a heater like this, winning these games the way they're winning, the only game they really jumped all over the starter and won decisively, and even that game got close, was the opener against the Giants, and that was Logan Webb. Him and Alcantara, the two best pitchers that they faced, and they ended up beating both of them. You know? So it's just been some more of that. When this team turns it on, they are very, very tough to beat. Eric in Bridgewater, go ahead.
Hey, Christian, how are you tonight?
Good, Eric. How are you?
I'm very good. I just want you to know I'm a first-time caller, but I'm a long-time fan of yours. So thank you so much for taking my call tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate you saying that. Thanks. What you got?
So, I mean, I can't stop smiling when I keep watching this team. I mean, I said this when I called in almost a month ago for this series in L.A. with the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. I said if they can get 2 out of 3 or sweep them, it will define what their existence will be for them this season. And just with the numbers and just what this team is doing, they are literally setting themselves up for arguably one of the greatest comeback stories in MLB history, if they can get all the way, in my opinion, to the ALCS. But my question to you, Christian, is this. Do you think this could be one of the best or most entertaining season and one of the greatest comebacks in Red Sox history if they can get all the way to the World Series? I'll hang up listening, and thank you so much for what you do for us.
You got it, Eric. Thank you. I would say that you're not going to top 0-4, okay? You're never going to top 0-4 in terms of a comeback. And I know that wasn't a team that was, you know, well under 500 for most of the year, and then they came back and got good again. But you think comeback, just the word comeback, you think 2004. It's going to take more than that to do that. I think if the Red Sox had gone on their run now, if they were 14 games under 500, like at the start of August or, you know, at the middle of July or something, and they went on their run and it was like peaking right now, then maybe you could have that conversation, because that would be more like, you know, the New York Giants and Bobby Thompson and all that, or, you know, any other big crazy comeback over the course of the end of the season. The Guardians had one like that last year. You know, those are some examples. But I think that it happening when it did through, you know, end of June, all of July, most of August before they cooled off, it still leaves some time for the rest of the story to be written. So, yeah, I mean, there's still potential for it, but I think you'd be a lot more likely to carve yourself into the history books if the 15-game and then the 19-gamer all happened in August and then September. You know, that really would have solidified it. And who knows? Maybe they go on another 15-game win streak in September and, you know, the whole prophecy comes true and all of that. But I just think, you know, for the month of September, you want to, You want to stay on track. You want to make sure everybody's healthy. You want to win as many games as you can, obviously. You'd love to pass the Yankees. You'd love to pass the Rays. But it's all about coming down the stretch, finishing strong, and maintaining your health. Eric, that's what I think right now tonight on August 25th. All right, Ken in Maine, you get the last word. Go ahead, Ken.
I'll go really quick because I know you're up against it. But to the caller that wished that Trevor Story would be sent to the back to the Portland Sea Dogs, I want you to take that back, because the Portland Sea Dogs are in a playoff run right now, and Trevor Story would just ruin things, I believe.
Ouch.
That's how bad we want it. And second of all, it might have been the same caller who was saying that this team doesn't have the same heart or doesn't play the same type of defense. I don't know what he's talking about, because I don't know. I see this team more compared to the 2013 team, where things came around and they had some heart that, you know, definitely turned things around at the end. And obviously we know where that ended up.
Yeah, sure. They got a lot of wins out there. Ken, thanks for the call. And thanks for checking in. And a tough shot there at Trevor Story, but I understand Portland going for a playoff spot down there in Double A. All right. That's going to be it for me tonight. But Red Sox Review is not yet over. Manager Chad Tracy spoke to the media. You will hear that. And this is all you will hear from me until tomorrow at 5:40 as I bring you the MassMutual pregame show. Sox looking to sweep before they head to the Bronx on Friday for four games with the Yankees. I want to say thanks to Rob back in Brighton. I'm Christian Arcan. This is Red Sox Review. Chad Tracy is next. Good night now.
Last night, Mickey told us he feels calm in late inning situations. From your seat, what are you feeling in those situations?
It is what it is. You got to go, you know, try to execute and win the game. So I guess if you get in spots like that and you let it speed up on you, that's when it gets worse. You got to, you know, most guys kind of lock in their focus there. And we executed well, although we may have had a couple defensive miscues there late, but the swings and the at-bats were really, really good.
How about that swing from Jaren there in that spot?
Huge, left on left, you know, nice short approach, looked very much like he was just trying to get a good swing off and put the ball in play. Got a hanging breaking ball and smoked it, so massive swing.
He's had an up-and-down season, but to see him come through in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair to him, like, if you look at the numbers with runners in scoring position and men on base, he's been doing that much of the year. Most of his you know, the good part of the season has come in big spots with people on base. So you still feel really good about it when he's walking up there in that spot.
When you take a lead on a wild pitch and on a pass ball, and then you lose the lead on a wild, some crazy stuff going
on. Yeah, it was a wild game, yeah. No doubt about it. Nasty breaking ball from Olds. He's got a really good one. I think it was sharp and started backing up the other direction and kind of caught him off the thumb and rolled the thing. So it's to the backstop. But there was a lot of stuff going on both sides and back and forth and tied, and then it's untied and then it's tied again, and felt like somebody's going to have to get a two-run swing or something. We got a four-run swing.
What makes this team special?
They just keep battling, you know, even there, like the two outs, you know, it looks like strike three goes to the backstop, and it was like, all right, let's go play another inning. They just keep battling.
You talked yesterday about executing on defense. You see Contreras again cut a runner down at home, and then Siegler even on that early innings cutting the run down at third base.
Yeah, that was important. You know, that line drive where it was like the runner had to freeze for a second, then decided to go, and we get that runner at third. So we did a lot of good things throughout the game. Just a couple things showed up late, but it happens. You have to turn the page and move on. But generally speaking, we've been very good with that.
And then I have to ask, just Chapman was probably unavailable.
Yeah. We've had him up, I think, 4 days in a row.
What'd you see out of Payton tonight?
He was good. Minimized nicely. I think it was the fifth there when they got the sack fly. He had a bases loaded spot in trouble. Minimizes for a sack fly and keeps it to one run, which was great. Obviously gives up the home run in the sixth. We got to go get him. And I think he's probably upset with himself. But overall, like, I thought he was very, very competitive.
Your bullpen tonight, just, you know, touch on that, please.
Yeah, we had to use a lot, obviously. A lot of different guys. They all did a fantastic job. So different spots. We had to stretch Tehran a little bit. He got the job done, put zeros up. Weiss was great. Oldsy was awesome, you know. Like, the ball gets away, obviously, but he was really good. And then Gamby was good. So the bullpen, even minus some guys, was outstanding.
There's a lot of different games like this. this over the course of the season. What does it say about the character of the team?
They've been doing that for a while now. I mean, it's almost become, at least for them, for us, like it's almost an expectation that regardless of what happens, if something, you know, crazy goes against us and, it, you know, it's demoralizing, they're just going to keep fighting. So I applaud them for that. I think that's just kind of the character of the team now, and it's what we expect.
Two homers today. Just what did you see from him?
He's swinging the bat great. I don't know what else to say other than it feels like he's going to get a pitch to hit. He's going to hit it really hard right now.
I want to talk about the Venezuela impact in your team. Yeah. Contreras,
Rangers.
And they play with passion. Yeah. And they try to do...
Yes, that's become a part of the fabric of our team. You know, the energy that they bring and other guys have fed off of it. And you see the emotion that our team plays with, not just them. Yeah, that's a huge part of our game for sure. And they're the ringleaders of that, no doubt.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.